darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
Motherfucker.
Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping.
And just let it eat for a little bit. Just let it sink.
That was planted I need in my brain.
Who's responsible?
I am.
Still remains within the sound of silence.
Yep.
Welcome to... Fuck you this afternoon, gamblers. This is
Fuck
Bro 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 Bets.
You all.
A podcast for degenerates by losers. We had our worst night ever.
Oh, God.
It was bound to happen. It was bound to happen.
Hey, let me just say this. Tony, you were bad.
Yeah, I was bad.
Let me say this. Hey, Todd, you were bad.
I was beyond bad.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I mean, bring it back.
I was complete
Gorms?
Shit.
Somebody bring
Gorms,
it back. Yeah.
You were bad.
You were also
fucking awful.
Dog shit.
Thank you, boys.
But we weren't the only ones. I mean, I saw the gambling landscape last night, and there was a lot of picks that just didn't go the way that they were supposed to go.
A lot of people in countries that don't have extradition making a lot of money.
Yes, last night was one for the books. We did not do well on our picks, but we never said we were professionals.
Well,
the show is degenerates for degenerates. Yeah. We were on a hot streak. We almost became sharps.
Listen, what do you want us to do? I got these fucking handwritten notes every day. I'm trying to be on the right side of fucking bets.
You guys got to keep
Okay.
This fucking happens.
We're here. We study. We give you the right information, and then those fucking players go out on the field.
Let me see.
And they don't do their jobs.
What's going on?
That's not us. We did our jobs. We did our research. We scoured the internet. We trusted specialists. And then the players, those assholes, go out on the field, and they don't do what they're supposed to do.
They tank!
They fucking tank!
Maybe this gambling notebook is the problem.
Gambling notebook.
I mean, we're reading the literature. We're reading the literature.
So
we're
get
putting
off
in
backs.
The time.
Damn.
It just doesn't always work out. Who wants fucking a savings account anyway?
No.
You know what I mean?
None of
You're
us.
Supposed to live paycheck to paycheck and be in the hole by the time Friday comes around.
401k, emptied.
Goodbye.
If I could show you my bank account, I would. Emptied.
Goodbye.
I got $70 to my name right now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not great, man.
I got a couple bucks for you after the show, Todd.
All right. We had to get that off our chest.
Thanks, guys. Feel a lot better.
Let's go over the disaster that was last night.
Do we really need to?
Yeah. Pirates, fuck assholes.
Goodbye.
Dead.
Dead.
They gave up a run every inning.
Mm-hmm.
Every inning. San Jose Sharks, that was on Nicky Skates. Yeah. He's not here to claim it. Gorms took
Hockey
the Blues.
Expert.
Gorms, that was one. Gorms is one winning pick.
My one, but I wasn't going against, you know.
Can't trust the Cleveland Indians anymore.
What the hell happened there?
No.
Can't do that anymore.
They were up.
I know what they were
Lindor
doing.
Lindor had a couple dingers.
They're up. And they were down.
Jeez.
Minnesota Twins. They were up.
Best team in the majors, some
best
say.
Best five-inning team,
well,
for sure.
Yeah.
They were up.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
And they were down. And, I mean, this pick we knew was a loser the
entire
time.
Don't start. Don't
the
start.
The Detroit fucking Tigers.
I go for value sometimes.
My
for
only
value.
Win on the personal side of the gambling house
was
Houston.
Thank you. It's a good call.
I should have called you out yesterday.
You
and I knew better.
If it happens again, please do. Please call me out.
Fuck.
All right. We have a new thing that we're going to do.
One more bet.
Since we're now each giving a best bet of the day.
Yeah.
We might as well keep that. And we are going to give out our degenerate of the week award
on Fridays.
On Fridays,
yeah, nice.
To one of us three.
We're 0-1.
And now it's a tie, right?
We're all tied after Monday, 0-1. Which leads us perfectly into our best bet of the day. Todd, give us our best bet of the day. Go.
My best bet of the day.
Okay.
The Cubs are in Cincinnati.
Yeah, they are.
I'm taking the first five under. It's at five runs.
There you go.
The Reds lead the league in runs allowed in the first five innings at 1.66 runs. The Cubs are fifth in the league in that stat. They only allow 2.13 runs in the first
Good
five
stat.
Innings. The Reds are pitching Tanner Roark, and the Cubs are pitching Kyle Hendricks. Neither guy too shabby. I think this is a fucking great bet. I'm taking it. You're going to give me five runs?
Five
on
runs,
the under
it's
in the
lot.
First five, that's a five lot for the, a lot. Any game that involves the Cincinnati Reds.
Really, playing wiffle ball,
and we're looking
over there,
at pretty
Tony.
Good pitching here. Take it, take it, take it. I'm going to go 1-1 this week on my best bets.
All right, Tato.
Go ahead, Gorms.
I love the bunch of jerks in Carolina tonight. Go down. They're down 2-0 in the series. The NHL Conference Finals. They are taking on the Boston Bruins, the red hot Boston Bruins. Oh, but they are on home ice, and home cooking gets those bunch of jerks going. Hopefully we see a goalie change tonight. I like the Carolina Hurricanes tonight to go 2-1 after tonight's victory against Boston.
Carolina Hurricanes -115. Yep. I am going Philadelphia Phillies, Milwaukee Brewers, first five under. Jared Eichhoff, 30 innings pitched this season, okay?
Eichhoff.
30.
Five earned runs. Ooh. All season. One earned run in his last three starts, nice. For a 1.5 ERA going against Woodruff for the Brewers.
That?
In his last three, he's pitched five and six innings. He's given up one earned run in each. Not a bad little showing. Brewers, Phillies, first five under. Those are our best bets for today. I got Brewers, Phillies, first five under.
It's a great stat. If this is the bet right here, you're right here, Tony.
Thank you.
Because this is the right side of the bet.
Gorms, Carolina, and Todd, Cubs, Reds, first five under. Let's fucking go.
Let's go.
Let's move on to the NBA tonight. We have Warriors, Blazers, -7.5 for the Warriors at home at Oracle versus the Portland Trail Blazers. No KD in this game. Who do we have? What do you boys like? Todd.
I'd rather Gorm start on this.
Portland, you take that 7.5, and you take the red hot backcourt of CJ McCollum. And don't forget, boys, there is no big man.
Don't
okay?
like it.
There is no big man up there in Golden State. You know who isn't? You know who'll be up there?
Who's the big man for fucking?
I'm just saying. Watch what
Cantor
does.
Oh, he's drinking and eating water now, so now he's a fucking
watch
game
what
changer?
Cantor does. I'm almost calling these backcourts a swap out. Yeah, I said it. Klay Thompson, Steph Curry on the one side, CJ McCollum, Dame Lillard on the other.
Don't.
I'm telling you, boys, it's 7.5. There is something about this Portland team, and their big dog, Kevin Durant, will not play in this game. He will not
Doesn't
play
matter.
In Thursday's
now
game.
Now 30-4
I'm
without
tell
him.
You
Fair
this.
Enough.
If
Do
you
what
read
you
up
to.
On it, Gorms, if you read up on it, it's just there's nothing out there that supports what you're saying right now. Steph Curry is like he makes his career against Portland. He's averaged like over 27 points a game against Portland.
Yeah.
I think
they're not a great defensive.
Like he just destroys them. He plays better without Durant. The team they win without Durant. They cover the spread more. But I'm going to tell you this.
Oh boy,
it's all a fucking trap, boys. It's all a fucking trap. Portland is going to cover this.
Yo!
You're giving a red hot Portland backcourt right now 7.5 points. Fucking lay it. Lay it.
Right here.
They're going to cover.
Right here.
Todd.
Yeah.
Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Not so fast, my friends.
Tony.
Uh-oh.
Not so fast, my friends. For all the reasons you just said and for all the reasons that they are the Golden State Warriors, the Golden State Warriors are going to win and cover this game easily at home. Dame Lillard's tired. He's tired. CJ McCollum doesn't have the balls to carry this team every single game. He doesn't.
Run this back tomorrow, Bailey.
Go ahead. Run it back. Run it back. I mean, and we're worried about Cantor as a big man? I mean, that's who we're worried about?
I'm not worried about it. I'm
it
just
sounds
saying,
like you are.
You don't want to play against Enes Kanter. That's what I'm telling you. He is a pain. He's a hemorrhoid. He's a pain in the ass.
Don't go against the Warriors is all I'm saying in this game. At home, at Oracle. You know the last time they've gone down 0-1 in a series? Never.
We're not talking about 0-1, Tony. We're talking about 7.5 points.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what else is going
1 point, 7.5 points. What's the difference?
These teams are coming out fucking pumped tonight.
Six
Take
and a half.
That fucking over. Take that fucking over.
Oh, the over too.
To 220. The over is hit in six of the last eight games for each of these squads.
So where are we going? Portland over, Golden State. What am I playing?
I fucking love the fucking over at 220, and I love Portland covering the 7.5.
I also love the over. How about we go that? How about we put that in there?
If we got to go for consensus,
you
I really
it.
Like
Just everyone
you
know that it. Those two assholes are on Portland.
That's
I'm
right.
on
Remember
Golden
it
State,
for tomorrow.
And we're going to go the over 220.
CJ McCollum, 33 points.
Gorms wanted to talk a little NBA
Let's have a
draft
little fun.
Lottery tonight.
You guys want to throw a couple nickels in
go
the
ahead.
Pot?
Throw
and,
some.
And we're going to go. Go. Todd, I'm going to give you first pick.
Okay.
All right.
And that means Zion Williamson goes where? Tonight is the draft lottery.
Who has the very first pick?
We don't know yet.
We don't know.
The lottery's tonight.
The lottery's tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
The Knicks, the Cavs, and the Suns all have a 14% chance to get him. Then the Bulls at 12.5. Atlanta's at 10.5. Wizards are 9% to get them.
Would hate to see
the Pelicans, Memphis, and Dallas Mavericks have a 6% chance to get them. Minnesota and LA Lakers. Minnesota has a 3% chance. The Lakers have a 2% chance. And following up, the Hornets, Heat, and well as Sacramento have a 1% chance. Todd, I need two teams. We're writing them down. We're going to play them back tomorrow.
The Cavs.
Cavs get one.
I think this is destiny for the Cavs. LeBron fucked them over.
All right.
I think the Cavs deserve him the most, and I think that the basketball gods are going to shine on the city of Cleveland all come right. lottery time.
I can tell you where I don't
you
want
to
go.
You got another one, Todd. I'm going
to
give you two.
That's yeah, why. I'm kind of – let's see here. We got
–
yeah, but you're moving it, and I got bad eyes. you know what? Oh, fucking, what if he goes to the Bulls? Bulls.
All right.
Bulls.
All right. The Bulls, 12.5% chance. I'm marking you down.
I mean, when we're talking about the all-time greats, we keep putting him in the conversation with LeBron and Jordan and players of that fucking light. So why not? What better places to go than Cleveland or Chicago?
I'd like to go on record and say I hope Zion fails.
Ooh, okay. Don't know that he will.
With that being said.
Go ahead.
Where I really want him to go
yes.
is that 6% level.
Okay.
I'd like to see him with Porzingis and Luka.
Okay.
A nice little fun little Dallas Maverick team's going on there.
That is a nice
one. But where do I think he's going to go?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the NBA. Where did Patrick Ewing go with the cold ball?
Oh, really? You like the Knickerbockers?
Yeah, the rigged Knickerbockers, and it's going to be him and Kyrie and KD next year. You could just book that
right
now.
So you're saying it's rigged?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I am not going either Knicks, Cavs, or Suns who have the highest percent chance to land him. First one, I want to see him in Atlanta.
Okay.
Atlanta, you need something going on with your professional teams, and that is
I want to see him going there as well just because of Grant Hill.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I love Grant Hill.
And don't forget this. Our connection to Atlanta and the Hawks, we'll get Zion on
podcast. Oh, yeah, yeah. We absolutely could.
Don't forget about that. And then watch this. I am going Atlanta, and I'm going Washington. Washington, been a laughing stock.
If he goes to Washington.
I know, but I'm just saying, he's got some playmakers out there.
I hate that organization.
Don't
want to
see that happen.
Nothing's ever good happening there.
I have Washington and Atlanta.
They wasted Bradley Beal and Jonathan Wall for years and years and years, and that organization sucks.
Why do you call him Jonathan Wall?
That's his name.
Well, what about John Wall?
Nah.
Okay.
He's a grown man. I call him John.
All right, I'm going to keep these stats, and we'll circle back tomorrow.
Okay. All right, so that was NBA. NHL tonight, we already know that we're going not we, but I'm going to ride with Gorham's. Carolina minus 120. I'm not going to go against him here. Are you, Todd?
No.
All right, so let's move on to MLB then. Todd and I already gave out our best bets for MLB, but we got a couple more. I'm going to just roll through mine real quick. Is that okay? And if you guys hear anything you don't like, feel free to speak up and tell me I'm fucking wrong.
All right.
Blue Jays versus San Francisco Giants under first five.
I don't like it.
Why?
I just had to say it. Go ahead.
Toronto, 27th in the league in first five runs per game. San Francisco, 29th in the league in first five runs per game. My worry here, though, this is my least confident of all my bets tonight. My worry here, Trent Thornton, 5.06 ERA, and Nick Vincent out of the bullpen for his first start, but he has a 2.25 ERA. So the teams are horrible first five batting, but I'm not very confident in the pitchers, but I'm still going to go with the first five under in this game. Okay?
I like that, yeah.
All right, fine. Red Sox, the Boston Red Sox.
Hot team.
Sales back. Mm-hmm. In his last two starts, he's gone 14 innings. He's given up six hits. And one earned run.
Not bad.
One earned run in 14 innings, taking it every time. Versus one of the NL Cy Young favorites last year, Kyle Freeland, his last two starts, 12 innings, 15 hits, 13 earned runs.
Ooh.
He's having a tough year. I'm going with the Boston Red Sox and Chris Sale.
Nice.
Yeah, okay. Stay with who's hot.
No, okay? not a lot of money made there, although, right, Tony?
No, no. Oh, so I'm going run line. My bad. I'm going run line minus 120.
Okay, that makes it better.
Rays, Marlins. Love this one. Under first five. We got two studs going. We got Chucky Morton on the mound.
Chucky!
3-0, 2.6 ERA for the Rays. And then Caleb Smith, who's also 3-0 with a 2.1 ERA for the Marlins. I mean, the Marlins are last in the league in first five runs per game. Okay? You with me there?
Oh, yeah. I'm with you.
Awesome. And then my very last one of the night. Also, I don't know if you understand, if you've noticed this lately. I'm on a first five under fucking trend here that I love. San Diego, Los Angeles Dodgers. Under first five, San Diego is 28th in first five runs per game. Kershaw is on the mound against them, so expect nothing from San Diego. And then Chris Paddock brings his 1.55 ERA on Paddock. The season to the mound for the Padres versus the Dodgers, so I'm hoping he'll shut the Dodgers down as well. Low scoring first five there. Those are my baseball picks for today.
I also had the first five under for Tampa Bay on Miami, so you can double stamp that motherfucker.
Double stamp that guy.
You want to triple stamp it?
Don't ever triple
stamp. No, because you can't triple stamp a double stamp, Gorms.
Okay, don't even fucking think about it, Gorms.
Okay, I'll shut up.
Go, Todd. Do you got any others?
One more, and this is going to be a surprise.
Okay.
Ooh. This, I'm going with the underdog here. I think there's good value in this bet.
Careful.
Atlanta money line at home against the Cardinals. The Braves are starting Mike Foltynewicz. I hope I'm saying that correctly.
Crushed
Either
it.
Way, he sucks. But eventually, he has to win a game. And what better team
at
to
home?
Get your first win against than the Cardinals in your home stadium or your home field? The Cardinals have dropped 9 out of their last 11.
Not
They're
great.
Just not producing much offensively right now. They're really fucking stale. I love Atlanta in this game. Take the money line. Boom.
Gorms, okay. You got any baseball picks?
You know what I do? Here's what I have. Who can I speak to, boys? I want everybody to hear what
speak
I'm saying.
Speak to the people.
I want you to make money.
Yeah,
that's what
that's
we're
the
here
goal
for.
Here.
I would like to make money, but sometimes you make money by not spending money. Make sense?
Sure.
That means this guy is not calling any baseball games tonight. I am off the board. I saved you money.
Hey, I got another one for you. Scared money don't make money.
Gorms. Well, MLB
and
is...
that's what you're doing.
No,
you're scared.
I jumped into a piranha pool called Major League Baseball, and I'm getting my flesh eaten right now by a bunch of fish.
Did I go into last
you
night?
You ever heard of chasing?
Sure.
You ever heard of chasing?
Yeah. It's how you...
It's what you do. When you go down, you chase it.
I understand. Chipping a chair.
Double down.
It's a show for degenerates, Gorms. Not fucking
I get it.
Safe money players.
I understand it, but the Jamaican sprint team that I'm chasing, I am not having any luck catching up to them right now. Okay? That's all I'm saying. The world's fastest man from Jamaica, Tony.
Hey, good call. That's NBA, NHL, and MLB. Tomorrow, we're going to do golf talk before...
Oh, big major.
Before another major this weekend at Bethpage Black. So we'll do a little golf talk tomorrow. And then flying under the radar this weekend, the second leg, the Preakness.
Let's go. We like to make money. There is not one dominant horse in this field, Todd. There is
not. Oh, you're going to give out a couple favorites right now?
I'm just saying. No.
We'll
do our special on Friday. But these are names that you need to jot down and keep in the back of your head.
Jotting in
okay?
my betting book.
Let us not forget War of Will, who's right now is about 3.5 to 1. He's 7 to 2 odds.
Why do I recognize that name?
Why? Because he's been bounced out by Max Security. He was one of the guys who had a lot of legs left, and he got pushed wide. He was the one.
Got
and
fucked.
Also this one. I'm just telling you, there is a state-bred horse called Always Mining.
Mm-hmm.
He is going off at 5 to 1. I predict the odds will be bigger than that. He has not lost. Likes his
I love
track.
Picking someone who's not lost.
And we will talk about Dwayne Lucas on Friday. I just want you guys to keep your eyes peeled.
You know who hadn't lost going into the Derby?
Who's that?
Max Security.
Okay.
I love an undefeated horse.
There you go.
I mean, they don't know losing.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Max Security ain't running in this horse race.
Yeah, I know.
So, and he lost that other race.
He got robbed, by the way.
Well, he won, but he lost.
He got robbed.
Yeah, some of us won.
If you're not rubbing, it's not racing.
All right. Mm-hmm.
I've said it many times. All right. That's the show for today. The only thing left to do is go through our cup of coffee a day parlay.
Okay, let's do it.
I don't feel great because there's a lot of my picks in there.
It's all right. Hey, today is the day we come back.
I picked the Boston Red Sox run line because of Chris Sale.
Go
I told
ahead.
You guys about that.
Mm-hmm.
We have the under first five Blue Jays Giants. The one that I was not confident in. Actually, I'm going to remove that one.
Okay.
I don't feel good about it. I'm going to remove it. That's just who I am as a human. I don't have to force all my picks in there.
Tony's throwing curveballs, Todd, and we're swinging and missing here. What are you doing? You got great picks. You started with that pick. You started with it, and now you're throwing it off.
Well, no. I said it was my least favorite.
Okay.
All right. Let me reset here. Well, this is the cup of coffee day parlay.
We're winning money.
Boston Red Sox, Chris Sale.
Chris Sale.
Under first five, Rays and Marlins. Todd loves it, too.
Yes.
Under first five, Padres, Dodgers. Two great pitchers on the mound.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Under first five, Brewers, Phillies, also two pitchers that have been great this year so far.
Okay.
Under first five, Cubs and Reds.
Believe
from
that.
Todd. Carolina Hurricanes from Gorms. He was too scared to make a baseball pick. Over 220, Golden State and Portland Trailblazers. And then the Atlanta Braves from good old Uncle Todd. So this is $5 to win 2,700.
Now we're talking.
Not a bad little day.
What a payout.
That's a way to roll.
What a payout.
Wow. I mean,
wow.
You're welcome. You're welcome if that hits. And after last night's performance, we're due.
No,
we are too.
Very much.
Don't you dare fucking roll those dice.
Okay, fair enough.
Hey, can I see the dice?
Yep. No, it's been a cold.
Get rid of the fucking dice.
Hold on. What did they land on?
I don't care what they land on. They're out of play.
Oh, it's a hard eight.
No more fucking dice.
It's a hard eight.
It's not. I see a six.
Good luck.
No more fucking voodoo and superstition.
Since those fucking dice
We're doing this
come.
With science. With fucking handwritten notes, Gorms. No fucking dice.
Hey, no fucking dice.
We better start winning or Todd's going to break this studio up.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.